USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington on Sunday as officials scrambled fighter jets when a small aircraft violated U.S. airspace. Bowie, Maryland authorities say the sonic boom was from a plane out of Joint Base Andrews. Republican Congressman Garrett Graves of Louisiana praises House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's role in securing the debt ceiling.
It is not a mainstream position. I'll tell you right now, Speaker McCarthy's position is absolutely safe.
While Graves told CBS's Face the Nation, he agreed with President Biden that the debt ceiling negotiations were done in good faith. He noted there was a lot of candor and some tense moments. In what's being called a targeted attack, a man who was getting a haircut at a mall in San Antonio was shot to death by two men who entered the barber shop and shot him in the head. Shoppers at the North Star Mall scrambled for safety after the shooting, but police say the gunman fled the scene and no one else was hurt. Colorado takes more action on gun control.
Governor Jared Polis has signed a bill that bans the manufacture and sale of unregistered privately made guns.
This signing is really a celebration of our ability to come together around common sense legislation.
The law also establishes a process for anyone currently with ghost guns to get them registered by 2024, and they'll have to complete a background check. This was the fifth gun control bill passed by the Colorado General Assembly during the legislative session. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Southwest Airlines has reached an agreement in principle with its flight attendants union. Word of the deal comes nearly a year after the flight attendants union filed for federal mediation last July. The union represents close to 19,000 flight attendants. Flying of a different kind, SpaceX launched a new fleet of Starlink satellites into orbit early Sunday. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying nearly two dozen V-2 mini satellites lifted off from the Florida coast. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the burger perfection flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A veteran political host is stepping down.
A big change coming to the Sunday morning talk show circuit. NBC's Chuck Todd says he'll be leaving the host chair after 9 years. NBC's Kristen Welker will replace him. Chuck Todd says he's leaving to focus on his family and long-term projects. Todd saying during his Sunday broadcast, "I am really proud of what this team and I have built over the last decade." I'm Laura Winters.
NORAD has issued a statement after that unresponsive Cessna violated U.S. airspace in Washington on Sunday. NORAD aircrafts were authorized to use supersonic speeds, which was the reason for the sonic boom that was heard by residents in the region. The statement also says that flares were used in an attempt to gain attention of the Cessna pilot, who was deemed unresponsive. The Directors Guild of America says it reached a tentative agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers on a 3-year contract. The deal comes following a month of negotiations. The agreement reportedly includes a 12.5% salary hike over 3 years and an increase in residuals for streaming content. The projections keep getting better for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, with more than $120 million in its debut weekend across U.S. and Canada theaters. Only the Super Mario Brothers movie had a better opening weekend in 2023. The Little Mermaid came in second place, notching another $41 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.